Welcome to Mixed Noise, episode 83. Today's January 28th, 2014. I'm Marcus.
I'm thankful.
That's not your name.
I'm thankful.
Still not your name.
All right. I'm Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. Sounds like you're all about that football right now.
Oh man, Super Bowl and the Super Bowl is on Jesse Palooza on my birthday. Not my birthday being on the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is on my birthday. So.
And as we discussed before, you will be put in a corner and told to shut up while we enjoy our Super Bowl.
Hey guys, welcome to Jesse Palooza. The Super Bowl's on TV.
No, shut up, Jesse. New McDonald's commercial.
Just for Jesse Palooza. It's right on TV.
Hey guys, I'm gonna blow out the shut the fuck up for one second, Jesse.
It's
Wendy's is here. He's stripping on TV.
This is my day. And yeah, I'm gonna enjoy it. Jesse Palooza's for the people.
Yeah, but you're like 28 now. Who cares?
24. When Tupac died.
28. Old. What does it feel like to be almost dead, Jesse?
Feels great. I might kill myself that night. It might be it.
Yeah. Every night, live every night like it's your last, Jesse.
Every night, dude. Come on.
Every night, man. You know, but speaking of sports, man, this weekend I went down to San Antonio for a little convention called PAX South. So, well, you know, one of them video game thingies. And at that convention, I played a game called Super Slam Dunk Touchdown. And this game's pretty fucking awesome. So, essentially what it is, it's like one of those old school sports games. It's a 3-on-3 match. But the players you can choose from are a basketball player, a soccer player, a hockey player, a lacrosse player, a baseball player. All sorts of different athletes. And you play on this court that has like 3-point lines and soccer, like goal posts and the field goal posts from like football and stuff and like hockey buzzards. It's really awesome. Like, I mean, there's so many different ways you can score points in this game. You know, you could just shoot it through the hoop like a normal thing, or like you bounce it off of the hoop through the uprights, and then maybe you can even like score in the goal below it as well. So it becomes like this like crazy thing where it's just like, oh fuck, like the points go up crazy fast. It's like 19-12 and everyone's just dying. You also can get into fights with each other, because I mean it's like hockey, and that's what hockey is. You just fight people, and so it's very much just a very fun arcadey like multiplayer game to do. And it was definitely one of those ones that caught my eye at the convention. It was one of those ones too that's like, there's a huge line here. I wish they had like more stations set up so we could play it. And I think like right now it's just free. Like, you can just go and download it if you want, because it's in the pretty early stages. But it was definitely one of those fun little ideas that was like, hey, I like sports games, but like, I tried playing NBA 2K whatever recently, and it's so complicated and so hard. I just want to have fun with my sports games, Jesse. Sports games are hard.
You want a game that has no logic to it? That's what you want.
Yeah, that too. That's always good too. Like game with no logic and game where I don't have to like do all these fighter move combos just to dribble down the court and score.
And NFL Blitz and like NBA 2K3 or I don't know, and all that. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. That's what I need in my veins, Jesse. I need it.
Yeah. I was San Antonio though. Did you like it? Did you do anything fun? Yeah.
No, not really. I was only there for Saturday. I was only there for the day on Saturday. I finally got to see the Riverwalk. Never saw it before. I was very impressed, actually. Everyone always like talks shit about it. They're like, you know, I mean, it's there or whatever. But it's like this long stretch. There's like a ton of shit like on the Riverwalk. It's pretty awesome. Like, I don't know why people like just walk it, like say, oh no, whatever, like fuck it. Like, no,
Oklahoma
it's really
City
cool.
has a miniature yeah, their own? Riverwalk. They're trying to
Maybe the Oklahoma City one is the one I kept picturing in my head when people were, you know, talking down on the Riverwalk.
It's exactly what you picture in your head.
Yeah. Okay. Then that's probably it. And like, I don't know, like I sort of like San Antonio's downtown better than I do Austin.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I like San Antonio's.
There was also a crazy
Riverwalk.
Guy near the Alamo yelling that, you know, God's gonna kill us all, sort of stuff.
I mean, you get that crazy stuff going down in Austin too, so I don't know. It sucks for Austin because before it used to be popping, but now everyone moved there, so it's not popping. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Everyone moved there. Like South by Southwest used to be popping, but now it's all commercialized because everyone's there.
If any, and what are you talking about?
I think
commercialized means more money to do cool stuff.
I guess no. I'm just saying like more corporate involvement. Weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like
I don't know.
Jay-Z's
Like,
there all the time now, and that's
that's a
not
good thing.
cool.
I
No,
don't want weird stuff. I don't care about weird. Weird for
it's
the sake
not
of being
cool.
weird just annoys me.
It's not a good thing if Jay-Z's at South by and Southwest. It's not, or Eminem, or big name artists. Like, you don't need that shit. You don't need South by. Stop ruining it. Go away.
Ruining it.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
I don't think you would have gotten all that free liquor if you if South by hadn't gotten as big as it did, Jesse.
But that's the thing. That's how it's always been. Regardless if they're there or not, it's always gonna be there. That ship's always gonna be there. So,
Know, Jesse. I'm just
yeah.
saying. Don't think so.
I mean, it's a
You
fact. It was
could.
always been there. So,
It has not always been
but the
free
Beta Fort,
alcohol
yeah.
all the time.
Beta Fort, yeah. It's always been. The
God, I
tall
think it's.
cans and the wine and the whiskey, yeah. It's always been there.
I'll make a bet with you right now on the air that no.
No,
No, it hasn't.
I'm not derailing that.
It has. Well,
I'm going there. When the Jewels is going to be in Austin this Subway, so I might
Oh,
go there
stop ruining it, Run the Jewels. Go,
just
you
for
don't need
that.
this. You don't need this. Run, leave.
They're an indie group, so they kind of do need
Are they though?
that. They
Cause,
are.
I mean, you saw the Marvel stuff.
They're an indie group.
You saw the Marvel stuff.
What do you mean Marvel stuff?
The like the comic book covers with the Run the Jewels thing.
Well, they're still indie. That's them paying
With the
for
hand
that.
sign.
It's not the label. It's them paying for that.
No, they didn't pay for that. Marvel did that.
It's them getting connects, them doing that shit.
No, they
Them
didn't do
getting
it.
them
Marvel did it though.
is them getting them on ESPN with the promo with their first album with when the Se not the Seahawks, the Panthers and the whoever they played against, they ran their little intro track for the promo. And I mean, they're all indie, so
So is Macklemore, but that defeats
he's
the
not
purpose
really
of
technically
indie.
indie though. That's a whole nother argument.
Well,
He
why
has
isn't he
backing.
indie then?
They call him and they didn't want to proclaim that he's indie, but he's not really indie.
It's because he's popular, Jesse. Don't be so rude.
It's not even that. Mac Miller was more indie than what's his name? Macklemore.
Yeah. Well. Where is Macklemore? I miss him.
Last time I saw he got his girl pregnant. I'm telling you, Macklemore should never make another album ever in his life. Until like maybe 10 years down the line when he needs another re-up and money or something. I don't know. But if it was him, I would just tour on off of this album for as long as I can.
Well, I mean, he got the money, so I can't blame him.
If people are still going to sell out for your show, for your album that came out 3 years ago, do it. It's the same reason why Adele hasn't done anything, because she keeps winning off of
Yeah, how does that happen though? Like,
the
what kind of technicality rules is she breaking in order to be doing that?
It just happens. She just puts out a single like by a year or something, you know? Oh, I had this
Wow.
single on 21 a few years back, so I'm going to put it on the radio this year.
No,
And
but
it
I thought it
pops
had to be
off.
like released in a certain time frame, not just, oh, but I put out the music video for it, so it counts.
Now the single, like she put it on the radio, it's like Clear Channel or some shit, and they would pick it up and put it on the radio. Yeah, like
Yeah,
they could
well, I
sell the
don't.
single.
Oh, I see. That's a separate thing.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's some bullshit. That's some
sell the
real
album.
bullshit.
You
I
could buy the
hate you,
vinyl.
Adele.
So yeah, man. Hey,
This vinyl
come.
sucks, Adele. There's one song on it just replayed over and over again.
I don't know, man. I'm getting ready for Jesse Palooza. It's coming around, and I'm just gonna go nuts on Saturday. Bring it in on Sunday. And then watch the Super Bowl for my birthday.
Are you gonna drink to sober up on Sunday?
I don't know. I'm gonna play how it goes, play how it feels.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. So Jesse's gonna wake up like at 2 on Sunday, and then, oh, guess I gotta start drinking.
I probably missed the whole game.
I mean, what would you really have lost this year?
Not really much.
Seems like it's only going to be slightly better than last year.
Only if Richard Sherman intercepts the ball and starts squeezing the ball like it's deflated or something. That's the only thing I'm gonna miss. And you know you would do something like that too.
That's pretty cool. Hey, can a football player pop the ball with their hands if they wanted to? Like, they're pretty strong. Like, could they do that?
I think Gronkowski, the tight end for Patriots, I think he might be able to do it. James Harrison for the Steelers, he might be able to do it. J.J. Watt, definitely. He's
Are
some
any of those
place.
Seahawks players? It doesn't sound like it.
What's his name? Cam Chancellor, no doubt. Cam
Okay.
Chancellor,
So
who is like a cyborg.
I need him to deliver. Need him to deliver this Sunday.
Just squeeze the
Yeah.
ball. Oh, man. I don't know. Who you got for the. Because we're not going to record it till next week. So who you got?
Winning?
Yeah.
Ah,
Score.
shit. Shit, shit. I mean, Patriots.
By like score. Score, man.
Oh, the actual score?
What you
Oh,
think?
dude, I don't know.
Close.
28 to
Blowout.
24.
Oof,
20-24.
that's what I've been hearing. It was like a little 4-point difference. I got Seahawks winning 31 to 14.
Damn, that much.
Yeah.
What do you think's the difference?
I just think the Seahawks, because they keep on explaining, like, oh, the Seahawks doesn't look good this postseason, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't look good last postseason, and they washed the Broncos. I just think the Seahawks defense just plays on a different level when it comes to, like, big games like that. You know what I mean?
I can see that. I
It's
mean, I can see
crazy.
that, but
And I think Russell Wilson and Marshawn, my favorite player right now. I love Marshawn, and he's probably the only person I'm rooting for on that team. And I think they're going to just run all over that defense. It's going to be crazy. And I'm gonna laugh and laugh and laugh when they find out that the Patriots are cheating, and I'm just gonna laugh and laugh and giggle. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have that much faith in the Seahawks offense.
Yeah, they don't have any wide receivers, so it's basically Russell Wilson and Marshawn, so.
Yeah, and I mean, there's only so many nuts for one field, Jesse. You
Trying to make sure Juicy
just
J gets to the Super Bowl, though.
it's not happening.
I want him there. I want him
Why?
there.
Because of Katy Perry stripping? Yeah, so Juicy J ruined Usher. Right before we move on to TV, I do want to mention, and that's something I've been forgetting to do all month, we are now available on Stitcher. What's Stitcher, you might ask? Well, Jesse, let me tell you. Stitcher is an I don't really know. It's an app for podcasts. And like it's essentially one of those things where like you can put a bunch of podcasts that you listen to on rotation, just sort of like a radio station. And you can switch it around when you're like, oh, I'm listening to this podcast for a while, and okay, I'm sort of done with it for now.
Man,
Let
I
me just go to
wish
the next thing.
that's a genius idea, 'cause I wish iTunes podcasting should do that, but whatever.
Yeah,
Come on.
it doesn't. So we're on there now. You can find us by just sort of, searching Mixed Noise, and we should pop up right away. Especially with Stitcher, it's not like an automatic. If you're on iTunes, you're automatically there. It's like no, you gotta apply and stuff to go there and find it. But I'd recommend the app. I was been searching for a new podcast app for a little bit now since my last one was like taking up all my memory on the phone itself and not my memory card, and so I was a little pissed off about that. But yeah, so. As far as TV goes, Jesse, you've been ranting and raving
Oh
about
man,
Gotham?
Gotham's on a 2 week stretch where it's just putting up 50-point games, basically. It's on fire right now.
So
Gotham.
it had a perfect third quarter, is that what you're saying?
What?
It had a perfect third quarter?
Yeah, man, like Klay Thompson the other night dropped 37 points in one quarter. That's pretty much Gotham at this point. And
All right.
it's kind of crazy. It's almost like 2014 doesn't even exist anymore. But let's start from the first one I'm talking about. The most recent one, I think it's the first episode of Being Back. I didn't talk about that yet. And it kind of comes off, no, it's the second one that didn't from Being Back. It kind of comes off from everything going down at Arkham Asylum and the electrocutioner dude escaping and him going around Gotham tormenting people. And that's the way it should be, man. Like, he's actually a good villain, or he's actually a villain in Batman comics. He actually helps out Batman every once in a while for villains, telling them what their ideas with it and everything, why they're doing this. And I don't know, man. It's just like the whole thing, the whole episode was just so focused. It wasn't cliche. It wasn't eye rolling. Nothing like that. They focused on him fucking up Gotham and how Gordon is going to fix that or trying to catch him. On the flip side, you had the whole mob thing when the whole Penguin, what he was doing behind the scenes against his old boss, Fish Mooney, aka Jada Pinkett Smith, and then Falcone. He's working for Falcone, and he was working the whole time to betray Fish Mooney. And that comes into light. And the way Falcone deals with that, man. Like, he, because Fish Mooney had this girl go be, I guess, be a spy on Falcone, and then, like, she had him, she had her be, like, a split image of his mom, and so Falcone fell in love with her and all that jazz, right? It turns out that she was on Fish Mooney's side the whole time. So when Falcone finds out, he chokes the shit out of her on the show. It was crazy. And then he's like, I'm glad you did this, Fish Mooney, because I was wondering what am I doing here? What am I doing with this whole mob stuff? But you know what? I'm back now. It's time to take over again. Because for this whole season so far, he's been kind of like in the background, and people have been walking all over him, you know? He hadn't had no control of the whole city or anything. Fish Mooney was doing shit. And now he's like, I'm glad you did this, because now I'm back. So you're done. You get out of here.
So wait, are you telling me that Jada's gone?
Yeah, the next episode, like, yeah, she doesn't have anybody. Falcone even tells her, yeah, you know, don't even worry about it. I killed all your people anyway. It was the baddest shit ever. So Jada Pinkett Smith, she's like, I mean, he gives her to his old torture dude, and she escapes out of that in the next episode. But in the long run, she doesn't have anywhere to go. She has to leave. She claims that she wants to come back, but like, yo, you don't really have any leg to stand on here. You gotta go. I kind of want her to die. I told Danielle, my girlfriend, that I don't think she survives this season. But I think there's only 3 episodes left. I don't think we see her for the rest of the season. Well, maybe until like the last episode. And it's not a coincidence, Marcus, that the past 2 episodes have been really awesome. It, only because we haven't seen Barbara Gordon, you know, Jim Gordon's wife.
You don't love Barbara Gordon?
She's the worst. The whole fake lesbian thing, even the lesbian was fed
Oh,
up
now
with
it's
her.
fake?
I don't know, it's just it seems like the network putting it off like as a, like, oh, she's a lesbian, like she's edgy, blah blah blah, you know? Kind of like what How to Get Away with Murder does for you and the whole gay shit. And it's just like, stop, man. Even the lesbian got fed up with Barbara because she's not even a good character anyway in the show. She was like, I can't be with you. And that's the last time we saw from Barbara. But yeah, so the past 2 weeks, we haven't had any kind of storyline with Barbara, and it's been awesome. It's been great. The next episode, we got more familiar villains. We got Falcone's Hitman, and he's great too. And the Riddler in the background, he's coming up. Like, his little storyline is coming to fruition here. He keeps getting played by this girl, and he see that he's getting mad more, da da da, and we're like, he's putting out more riddles, and yeah, you're just like, they're teasing you with that shit. You're like, yeah, it's coming, here it comes. It's only a matter of time.
It's their version of the Joker card.
Yeah, it's a matter of time. We're coming up, and then the final 2 episodes are dealing with Scarface, or not Scarface, Scarecrow.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say those are two different characters.
Yeah, we're dealing with Scarecrow, and he's tormenting the city for 2 episodes. That's the If anything, if they're gonna do villain of the week, I think they should not necessarily villain of the week, but like villain for 3 episodes or whatever, you know? It doesn't have to be villain for the season like I wanted it to, but if you're gonna do a villain a week, just give it some more depth to it. They're giving more depth to these characters. The only complaint that I have with Gotham at this point is their fight scenes. Like the other night, this last episode that's just aired, there was a fight between Gordon and some dirty cop or whatever, and it was like kind of like West Side Story. They're just standing there line by line, like,
Oh.
you ready to rumble? This
Yeah.
is so
Well, I mean,
whack.
and part of that too is 'cause the raid ruined you forever.
Yeah, that too, but not even that. So campy and clean, just bad. I wish they would stop
Yeah.
it. And the gun shooting scenes are terrible because no one knows how to aim for some reason. They will shoot for 2, 3 minutes and no one will get shot.
Oh,
It's
okay.
crazy, but I don't know, man. If you just deal with, if you even give Arrow a chance, I think at this point you should give Gotham a chance. It's worth it. Like, the last couple of episodes have been so dope. All these
I don't
villains
know.
are coming out of now, like these villains that we've seen from Batman Begins with the movie, they're all coming out, like the dirty cops and the mob bosses and all that. It's getting great right now. I watched the preview for the next 2 episodes. It looks awesome. So yeah, man, I'm
Yeah, but
totally
I
recommending
was also
your
an Arrow for the love stuff too.
I'm recommending
For
your Gotham. There's no
that.
love stuff for Jim Gordon. It's just, he's trying to. That's another thing. This last episode, he finally wins. He finally gets his back from, or he gets the backing from his police department. Like, just, you know how the police department wasn't really fucking with him?
Yeah.
He finally got his back, and he finally wins. They keep on telling him, like, hey, man, don't dig so deep in these cases. Let it go. And he's like, I don't want to let go. I'm doing the right thing. He wants to clean up the city so bad. And finally, he gets his chance to. It's so dope. It's so funny. And then I'm keeping going back and forth. I'm just trying to combine them all together. But the episode before that with the electrocutioner, the way they defeated him, they didn't go out of their way to like make it more smart or whatever. They just ended up throwing water on the dude. And it was a wrap.
Wow.
I don't know why I like that so much, but the critics didn't like it. I did. I liked it so much. 'Cause this whole show, they've been trying to like make it more than what it is, and Gordon just like poured water on him during his whole monologue, his little evil monologue. He just splashed water on him, and it was a wrap.
I don't know how I feel about that, Jesse.
I like it. Not trying to be more than what they are, and I like it. And I recommend the show now. I'm okay with another season. It really is a comeback show of the year. It's crazy. How to Way to Get Away with Murder has a chance, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. What after Agents of Shield broke my heart, I'm gonna have to, if nothing else, at least wait for someone to say, all right, these are the episodes you need to watch to be caught up for season two.
For what? Gotham or Agents of
For
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Gotham.
No,
For
these
Gotham.
past two episodes are the episodes you need to watch. Bump
Oh,
everything else.
that's
Bump. Well, watch
it?
like maybe the last two episodes from the half break, and then just start from there because it will all go together. But everything before that, you just don't really have to give a fuck about. It's just terrible. It's a mess.
Wow.
But I'm never,
Okay.
even like one of these episodes where like I was watching it and the way it was flowing, it was like this show seems more focused. The scene seems more clear. There's more. It's more clarity to it, I guess. It just seems like it's shot by a complete different director.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm not hyping it up. This is. I'm look. You could. There's a lot of creators saying the same thing right now that Gotham has just took a turn.
I mean, I'll definitely check that out. There's definitely room in the TV world to definitely check that out. So I'll start on that. Probably won't be caught up or anything like that, but I'll check it out in an episode just to see what it's like. But yeah, okay, cool. I watched two shows. I completely forgot. Just real quick, Togetherness. This past Sunday, it's been renewed for season two,
Already.
and already. It's sort of a surprise, and it. I'm still not quite sure what type of show this is. Like
That's
at
how
the
I
end of
could
the day,
tell
like
from the trailer. I was like, I don't know, man.
I don't know, and it's like I mentioned on Twitter, it's just is this show The Affair? Because it's part of it looks like, wait, this is The Affair.
That's what I
It
felt
really
when
is
watching
looking
the
like that.
trailer. I was like, I already get mad enough at this show, so I'm not gonna get mad at this show.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm sort of down with it right now. I'm just going in not I'm expecting more of a drama with comedic moments. Initially, I thought it was going to be more of a comedy with dramatic moments. It's definitely hasn't done anything to turn me off to it so far. There's some cringe stuff, but it's like intentional cringe, and well, I'm not really a big fan of that sort of humor. It's like I can at least appreciate that. Okay, it's not like you did it bad or anything. It's just it's here.
Always funny to see
But
that
yeah.
Billy Duffy is always cringeworthy, if you're a fan of that.
Part of that is cringeworthy. I don't know. Yeah, I've definitely seen that a lot, and It's Always Sunny. But I always felt like It's Always Sunny has its funny moments, and a lot of times, like I can feel the cringe scenes coming up. They don't like hit me out of nowhere, and so I'm okay just sort of like, all right, I can just get through this little scene, or sometimes I just straight up skip it if it's too bad. But it's definitely not as bad as Togetherness is with it. I think that's just part of like. Because they try playing it up as real,
Also,
and
the
so it sort of
league.
hurts harder.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the league has a certain cringe moment that just makes me want. I'm like, when is this joke over? Stop it! Stop it!
Is that on the
It's
most recent season or something?
yeah, it's the Seth Rogen and that one crazy dude's origin story.
Rafi.
Yeah, Rafi. Their origin story. They meet up at like a mental hospital or a rehab, and they keep on trying to kill themselves. It's just like, stop, please. It's ridiculous.
I definitely need to check that out. The second show that it's good sign so far, Justified, the second episode of the last season. It's still on its A game. I'm actually very, very happy about that. That you know they did some big things in the premiere that it was like, all right, so what's gonna happen now? And they're playing it out pretty well. They're introducing the villains. Villains is the key point here. They have three villains, not including the main dude, who are all getting some attention this episode, sort of getting a feel for what they're trying to do and what how they operate. We get like I hope it's not a farewell ride with one of Raylan's partners in the Marshal Services, but he got a lot of screen time this episode, more than usual. And overall, it was just a very fun episode. There's just a lot of comedic moments all throughout the episode, but there's also the dialogue, I guess. It's and I love the dialogue in this show. Partially because of the southern accents, making everything sound so dignified, but also because that everything has like those hidden meanings. Like what they're saying isn't actually what they're saying. You sort of have to really read between the lines. And there is a scene between Raylan and Boyd, in this episode where it's like, okay, you have to read between the in-between lines. You sort of have to try to figure out how much each of them know about what the other's trying to do, to really get a feel for what they're actually talking about at that moment. And I really, really appreciated it because it was like one of those things where like they're talking without talking, but still talking. And so you really get the idea that like on the surface, it can seem like a completely innocent conversation. A little bit below that, it's sort of trying to feel out the other person for like, all right, are you going to make a slip up? And then another layer of, and here's the threat, and here's where this could go. And I dug it. Additionally, we get a guest appearance mentioning one of the villains is played by Sam Elliott, and he's the dude who I don't, do you recognize that name, Jesse?
Sam Elliott, kind of. Oh yeah, Peaky Blinders.
I don't know, but like
He's
mustache,
the.
yeah.
No, that's not Sam Elliott. Never mind.
Well, Sam Elliott's one of those dudes, like always in westerns, essentially it seems like, and he has this big old, great big mustache, and he's often has that white hair and the but the still the dark eyebrows, and here he shows up without that mustache, and it was just a
Bizarre.
strange old time. Yeah, it was just one of those things like, this just isn't right. Like, this face isn't right. Had it, you know, not knowing it was Sam Elliott, it's still just not right. Like, the face just is not right. But yeah, so I mean, this episode was definitely a good step for this season. I'm really liking the direction they're going with it. It's weird after Boardwalk Empire's final season, A being like, where are they going with it? And then also it being truncated. I keep worrying that like, oh, this is only going to be 8 episodes too, because it feels like so many final seasons are just 8 episodes these days, and all these half seasons. It's really fucking with my head, Jesse. But yeah, Justified's going good so far, man.
Good. Good, man. Have you finished Peaky Blinders? Did I mention it? Didn't finish it?
No, I haven't. I think I'm like at the end of the first season.
Season
Yeah,
two, though,
I just
man.
yeah, I just fell off. I like I mentioned, I heard Americans is coming back soon, so I jumped on that. And then like at work, I was finishing up Psych. I had ended the show. Oh, like I had stopped watching the show 4 episodes before the finale. So I was like, well, let me just finish this up. And yeah, but yeah, no, I'll definitely get back to Peaky Blinders to see what's up there.
Well, I guess we're gonna jump into movies.
Yeah, let's jump into movies. You watched something interesting this past week, right?
I watched Chef, that
Yeah.
Jon Favreau movie you told me a while back. Yeah, he's just really good at making these type of movies. I don't know, aside from the Iron Man series that he did, he's done starting back with Swingers, and then what was the other one that he did? That's kind of like a Made. Yeah, Made. Just these little movies that you could tell that he puts a lot of heart in it, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I appreciate him as a writer and a director. When he has full control of his movie, I think it's always going to be good. But if he doesn't have full control over it, I don't know. We'll see. It's just it. The food was, the food scenes are dope, and it can relate a lot to this movie about like, because he was in the wrong
How
environment.
many
You
kids
know what
do
I
you
mean?
have?
I
Oh.
don't have no kids, and I stress out when people have more than one, when other people have more than one. Like, I always bring up Noah having 4 kids. It just stresses me out on the affair. I'm like, God damn, you have a lot of kids. And then you're gonna have more kids with this other lady. Jesus. Anyways, but I don't know. I like this movie a lot. I think anyone would enjoy it. I like the whole travel from Cuba, or not Cuba, Miami to back to LA. Pretty dope. His come up was pretty dope. And,
You were right the first time. It's pretty much Cuba.
I felt some type of way about it, man. Just like I felt him, you know. Just want to do stuff, want to make a difference in your arts or your craft, whatever. You don't want to be sitting here doing the same thing over and over for no reason.
Yeah.
You have art to make, you should go out and do it.
I can see that. And there's also that part near the beginning where he was being sort of a shithead as far as those reviews were going,
Oh,
and
that
like
shit
his
was
response
so
to it. He
funny.
did not handle that well at
No,
all.
he didn't. Get into him.
But yeah, no, but I liked where the movie eventually went. And it doesn't really toss any curveballs like at the audience. It pretty much goes as you'd expect it to go.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I thought the execution for that was done pretty well. And it's definitely just one of those movies that you can just sort of pop in and just chill out to. You don't have to really concentrate too hard on.
It's a really feel-good movie. You don't really get those a lot anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, so it was yeah, I like the movie as well too. And for whatever reason, Sofia Vergara was actually toned down in this movie, which I also appreciated. That
Guess.
that was great too.
Still tear it out.
Oh, well, Jesse, I mean, come on, we're only human.
Yeah. So, what movie did you watch?
I watched The Imitation Game, which you'd mentioned last week,
Yeah. Did you like it?
and yeah, I actually really liked it. whatever we, I, you know, people, the critics are saying, oh, you know, like whatever, like movies, whatever, but the performances are there. It's like, no, yeah, I definitely liked, I liked his performance a lot.
Yeah,
I
didn't
thought,
he take
what's her
you out
name?
of the whole? I don't know if you've ever
Yeah,
seen him
exactly, he
before,
did.
like out of Sherlock, but did he take you out of that? Like you're just like, oh, this is not just Sherlock acting. He's actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah,
Pretty solid.
no, I completely believed him in this movie, and I definitely dug it. I was wondering a little bit, like, did they ever say what was wrong? 'Cause what was like wrong with him though?
What do you mean? Like, oh, like the way he acts, like
Yeah.
he just kind of stammers before he talks, draws it out.
Well, not so much the stammering, but like, I don't know, there's just something off. And again, don't want to say it's Asperger's, but you know.
It just might be.
Just, I'm sure there's some writings on it or something, but yeah, and
Don't know.
so of
I
course, like near the
looked
end of
him
the
up,
movie,
and yeah, I mean they, like here on Wikipedia, they say exaggerating Turing's social difficulties to the point of depicting him having Asperger's or otherwise autism spectrum.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hold on. They said that like yeah, he did have like some kind of like tendencies, I guess, that could show that he has autism, but he doesn't have autism. Like he,
How do they know?
hold on, like he was, you know, snob, or like he was really intellectual and that didn't really want to work with anybody, didn't know how to, didn't really understand humor. But they just, he, I guess, what if you do, if you were to do like a diagnosis, whatever, he wouldn't show up as Asperger.
I don't know. It's weird. 'Cause I mean, so much of that has to just be second, third, fourth hand accounts, given what happens here, like at the end of the movie, which was like super shitty and sad. But yeah, and I they praised Keira Knightley's performances too, or performance too. And while she was good in it, I don't remember anything particularly, you know, like oh wow, about her performance. I just didn't feel like the role itself. It's not like she didn't go above and beyond the call. There just wasn't much for her to work with there, as far as wowing me on anything. But I mean, maybe that's just the supporting actress part of it. It's not so much a lead role. So you know, we'll see on that. I also downloaded that wild movie that you talked about. I never got around to watching it, but I probably will for next week, just to see what's up here, since I found out it wasn't her going to save the black people, because she's the rich white lady. So
No.
without that, I was like, oh, okay, I'll give this movie a shot then.
She's
It feels patronizing.
a former crackhead, slept with every dude possible woman who wants to say, try to find herself on this trip, on this hike. That's pretty much what it
Wait,
is.
is this? Oh, she's, yeah, so she's eating, praying, and loving on the coast of the
Nah,
US.
man, it's
Yeah.
different. It's different. It's not like, it
It
is
is.
different. It's
And
just the
you
whole
keep denying
flashbacks
it,
to it
but it
is
is.
pretty good.
So it's eat, pray, love with flashbacks. Got it.
Nah, man.
No, I'll check it out. I'll definitely see what's going on there. But yeah, Imitation Game, I actually like really liked the plot. I was like really rooting for them to, or for him really, to figure out like how to crack it. I thought that part was like interesting, and in like that whole part of trying to crack it just made me really want to learn more about like how did they make that original machine then? Like what's the story behind that original thing? Like I want to know more about that, and I would like to know more about, you know, how they cracked it. You know, outside of like, oh, well, it's always these same phrases, but like, how, I guess, I mean, maybe it just goes back to the original machine. Like, how does this machine account for the shift every time? Like,
Wasn't it just
it's just.
Hail Hitler? That was their word. That's the only word they used, right? Hail Hitler to put out a message.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's how they picked it up. I mean, because the Nazis never really changed it up because they didn't really know that they knew, so.
Yeah, but it still feels like there'd be enough different letters where the machine wouldn't, because they still said that the machine had to run through a bunch of different things now, like just you know, using the matches from Hail Hitler narrowed it down a lot, but I didn't really understand as far as like how much narrowed it down, like how what did the machine have to check then? How could it narrow it down, you know, even after that? I just wanted to know more about how the machine worked.
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio was
And
supposed to play that role.
oh, was he?
Yeah, he didn't agree. He didn't agree with the way the movie was going down. So, nah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd believe Leo in a role like that nowadays. Like what do you think he would have been like?
It would have been awesome. I think this probably would have got him an award, but who knows?
Well, yeah, I guess who knows. And then I was hoping that, again, this is like one of those movies where I didn't know anything about it. Like the name Alan Turing like was familiar to me, but I didn't know like anything else besides that name.
I
And so
just
I kept hoping that like the government would step in and like, you know, help him out, like in the present day sort of stuff they were doing. And like they didn't give a shit. I was like, damn, this is some cold
And I
shit.
think the law that they had that he ended up falling down on. I don't think that law didn't go away until years later, dude. Like years. And he's just barely giving recognition this like 2 years ago. It's sad. This is a sad story.
Well, he was only given the recognition because that's when like the time ran out on the thing, right?
Yeah. Ugh, this is so sad.
But I mean, you know, it was I thought it was a good movie. It was a
Yeah,
decent
and I like
watch.
the because we have so many war movies out there about World War II, and this is just another different one, like to show you like kind of behind the scenes, another story to tell.
Oh, that was one of the things too, is like they said it only shortened it by like 2 years. It's weird. It felt like it would have done more. And it also feels like 2 years. By the time we made our bomb, it feels like, well, we would have bombed Germany too. We'd have dropped one on the Japanese and one on the Germans if it was gonna take that much longer. But I mean, what are you gonna do?
Oh
But
no,
yeah, okay.
but
All right. Speaking of movies though, a trailer came out, Jesse.
oh yeah, Fantastic Four for our dude Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller.
Miles Teller is like just as old as my brother. What is wrong with that dude then? He looks too young.
Like him, man. Whatever. I like him. I'm a
Because
fan.
it just looks like what is this high schooler kid going into space for? They couldn't get a real astronaut to do it. It was confusing. But yeah, so that trailer came out. It was actually like it was a trailer. It wasn't just a here's our 30-second teaser before the real trailer, like any of that garbage. And I don't know, Jesse.
I don't know how I feel
I
about it
don't
either.
really don't know where I stand on this movie.
Just feels like they were trying to force the darkness of it. You know what I mean? And I don't like that, so it didn't really move anything for me. But the more I read about it, just the how they're going about it, and they're not trying to make it more like cartoonish, like the ones before it. They're really trying to make it dark and really trying to make it like a horror movie, kind of like their old comics from where it started and some of their graphic novels, I guess. But that makes me more interested. But the trailer just didn't execute well. I don't know. It just felt real forced. We're going dark on them. Boom, boom, boom.
It definitely felt like that. But and did they also say, wasn't it for this movie where like the director like told the cast, don't read the comic books because this shit has nothing to do with the comic books,
I didn't hear that
like it won't
story.
help you. I could have sworn I heard that story in relation to this movie, which I was like, oh, that's not
According
good.
to
That's not good.
20th Century's Fox consultant for their Marvel comic-based films, Mark Miller, it would take place in the same universe as the X-Men film series. So that's interesting.
Well, it has to, because what else does Fox have? And anything, you know what, Fox? Go fuck yourself. Just give it to Marvel, please. And did you notice on the trailer where it's saying, but from the makers of Days of Future Past? It's
Oh
like, yeah, but
yeah.
you also made that, like, shitty shit, too, though. Like, don't let. People shouldn't forget about that.
They're having inspirations from Scanners and The Fly. That gets me interested too. I like it. I like it a lot.
Just because they say. Look at the other stuff that comes out about this movie, Jesse. Not what the pre what they give to the press. Like, here, look at this. Get excited, please, please. No? Yes?
Michael B.
Yeah.
Jordan, I like it.
Well,
Kamara.
I mean, I don't like her. She looks like she does a lot of cocaine.
Like
Like a
Kamara.
lot of
She might.
cocaine.
They all do. You gotta come to terms with that one, that a lot of these
Well,
actors
she's
do that.
yeah, but then they do some shit with their nostrils to put them back to normal. She like leaves them in cocaine mode. Supposed to put down the landing gear. But yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I'm interested in it. I thought some of the dialogue in the trailer was a little clunky, I guess. I like there's this one part where he's like, "Do you know what's coming?" And he's like, "What?" And I expected them to say Doom or you know something like Doctor Doom related, but he's like something. He said something like so vague and like not even that foreboding that it just made that whole part of the trailer just like why did you was this even here then?
It's kind of like
Like
Star Wars went dark, their trailer, without even forcing it. They were just like, they had the voiceover with the Sith Lord and then just went through the motions with that. They really tried with this one.
Yeah, well, it felt like Star Wars with their thing. Yeah, it did. It worked. Like it worked there. They knew how to do it. And they did it so easy. Here they're like, we want to do that. But like, I'm looking through the script in this movie, and we have like nothing that fits a trailer. Oh, what about this? The question's being asked. It sounds a little ominous, maybe. And we're gonna see that scene in the movie, and it's gonna be them like in the locker room right before someone gets pantsed or something like at the beginning of the movie. It's gonna be nothing. It's gonna suck.
I don't know, man.
When is the movie coming out?
August.
August. Really? I thought it was like April. Okay, well, why are they releasing this trailer so far out, Jesse? This sucks. Never mind. I don't want to even talk about it anymore. This is stupid.
I'm worried about Michael B. Jordan with this movie, though. I know he's gonna kill it, but I just don't want him to get hooked on it and him just be an action star or part of a movie franchise or whatever. I don't know. I
I
want him to
mean,
do his own thing.
I feel like it doesn't matter. Like with this, honestly, I don't think like these movies really keep them locked down too much. Like again, Days of Future Past, all those X-Men stuff. We still see Fassbender and Lawrence doing other awesome things.
He's gonna
So
be
it's not like was it?
Creed. Michael B. Jordan is gonna be Creed.
Creed.
From Rocky,
Are they doing
Apollo.
it? Are you being serious? Is there a reboot coming?
Yes.
No. No, but he's not actually going to be Apollo Creed, is he?
He's gonna be his son.
You're joking, right? That's not
No,
actually real.
I'm not joking.
God, Michael B. Jordan, why?
Sylvester
I'm rooting
Stallone's
for you
involved.
here.
The only good thing is that the Fruitvale Station director is the one that's doing it. It's written by him too.
That's interesting then, actually. That's actually really interesting. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll see what happens on that. I don't know. I feel like this movie can bomb, and I'd be perfectly okay with
I
that.
mean, yeah, because it's Fantastic Four. I have every intent, but I would be interested to see if it won't bomb. I would be happy if it wouldn't.
Really, I'd be happy if it would. Like I said, anything to get the rights to all of the stuff back to Marvel, the quicker the better.
Well, want to go into music and finish this thing off? Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to music. You got some albums to talk about,
Yeah, I want
right?
to talk about Joey Badass first, though. I'm gonna hype up the little next one.
It's all a hidden history of mysteries. I see vividly hysteria cause misery on the interior. Shit get more scarier. I'm never in fear, just a little inferior. Sumerians, but I share wisdom with Sumerians. And will we in the place? Peace means harmony, not war and armory. But fuck that, cocky gun back.
Okay.
Joey Badass dropped an album. I've been a fan of Joey Badass for a while now. He first appeared, I first noticed him on Big Crit's blog. Big Crit posted him on his blog. He's like, yo, you gotta check this kid out. He's only 17 from Brooklyn. And yeah, he sounds like a reincarnation of like old 90s hip hop. Like he knows how to rap, right? But the problem with Joey Badass is that he's never been able to put like a good production album, you know what I mean? Like it just kind of like, if I really wanted to listen to this kind of rap, I just go ahead and pull out my old Nas albums, my old what's his name, Styles P, and all of them, you know what I mean? So I'll just go ahead and do that if you're really gonna do this to me. But so it took a while. I mean, it's been since 2012, so that's 3 years from that point. He's now here with his debut album. Took a while, and he's came a long way. Like he is finally putting everything together. He's no longer sound like a remake of a 90s rapper. He's actually put you hear his own voice in it. And even though, I mean, the production's still kind of like retro, but it's just like kind of like a nod to retro. It's not like a complete, oh, this is what Lord Finesse put on this track for Big L or whatever. It's actually, you could tell that's Joey Badass's shit. And I don't know, I think everyone is, if you're all clamoring for, oh, I want the old school hip hop, whatever, I want the old school feel, like this is the album for you. He really surprised me on this. I kind of gave up on him like a while back, and he really brought me back here, man. Brought me
Yeah.
back.
What's your
Oh,
big song from it?
and what's a good song from it?
Yeah.
Look at it. It's called Before the Money, by the way, or Before the Dollar Signs. Favorite, Peace of Mind, Big Dusty's dope. It's so hard to pick one. Save the Children. You know I'm going to Save the Children. Yeah, it's the
All right.
intro. But onto another rapper that kind of like is trying to come back to my good graces here, and it's.
Thirty sunshots from ghetto gun, all in the ears of the ghetto young. Some ghetto girls, some ghetto sons, throwing rocks at the busting of the ghetto fun. I always wonder where the ghetto from, cause I'm from the ghetto, they never ghetto come. But you win if the bell of my ghetto rung, and if the ghetto lose, then mean the ghetto won. That's how they do the ghetto, that's how the ghetto done. They keep it there and never bring the ghetto none.
Man, like.
Were we lying, Jesse?
You all were not lying to me about this Lupe Fiasco album. This album's pretty fire. It's actually really good. Doesn't sound good in the car though. Can't drive to it. But man, when I was listening to it at my house, just playing on the speakers or whatever, yo, Lupe, if he, man, it just makes me. If what makes me mad is, why couldn't you do this 3 years ago, huh? What happened? Why couldn't he make this album instead of Food Liquor 2? Why could you just make this album instead of what's that trash album? Lasers.
Lasers.
Why can't you just make this album? This is the old Lupe that I love. That second track, Merle? Yo, that 8 minute him just rapping, and it's just like a lyrical renaissance. It's him just going nuts, no hook or nothing. He's just rapping and he's telling the story. Man, I don't know, it might be my right now my favorite track. Like, I keep listening to it, I wake up, play it, and I just can't get over what he's doing on that song. But it's not the only song. I mean, I love that, I love the Chopper song, I love the deliver, yo, is insane. The Peace of Man don't deliver here no more. That album's crazy, or this album's crazy. Out of 10, our first listen, I give it an 8. It's a fucking album, really good. I'm just so mad he didn't make this album before. I can't understand it. He is by far the most complex artist that I know, other than Kanye, maybe. He's so just, I just don't understand him. I mean, yeah. Hey. I still don't like him as like a, I probably wouldn't care for him if I saw him, but as his album, just, he's just dope. I could separate that from his bullshit, you know what I mean? And it's not, and even this album, he's not even like talking down on you, he's actually talking for you in this album. It's kind of crazy. That's what he used to do. He's not talking down on you anymore, he's talking for you. He's talking about what's going down in some people's lives, right? And that's the Lupe I know. That's the Lupe I know, man. This is the album I was waiting for after The Cool, right here. Yep. Like, if we could erase Lasers and Food and Liquor 2, just put this right here after The Cool, I don't know how we feel about Lupe today, you know what I mean? Like, if he came after that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you heard, like, this is probably his last album with Atlantic. Who knows what comes next, really, at this time. Yeah. And speaking with on Mural, didn't, like, that was one of the things. The song's long, but the way he's rapping on it, it doesn't feel that long.
What's that Japanese word that to talk about what Japanese people do to, like, commit suicide in an honorable way?
Seppuku.
Yeah, it's a lyrical seppuku, man. It's insane. Ugh.
Yeah, man, it's a good album. That's why it's like, all right, rap starting off good this year.
So, two of those albums? See
it goes from here. Although I do gotta pump the brakes on that statement, because, hey, Jesse?
What up?
What's Kanye doing?
I don't know.
What is this album he's trying to put out?
I don't know, but he's doing it with
this. Is this his Sesame Street album? Because it sucks.
It sounds like he's trying to get that white man money.
It's not even white man good. Like, it just sucks.
Well, you know, people are going to be listening to this in Starbucks.
Yeah, of course they are. Like, people are just going to be listening to it, period, because it's Kanye. And it's like he has that much name power, but it's like, come on. Like, you can like him for other things and be like, oh, well, this is bold choices here. It's like, all right, you can respect that here. It's just not good.
I'm trying to tread lightly because this is almost blasphemy. Blasphemous here, what we're doing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
For me, the only reason I'm not saying anything is because before this album, Lupe released like two garbage singles that aren't even on this album. So, I mean, maybe that's what Kanye is doing. He's like, no, I'm just kidding you guys.
No, but at this stage, like, Kanye is always so secretive of his music. If he puts it out, he needs to put it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's no leaks or anything. I'm sure Lupe did the same thing, but it's different when Kanye puts out music, you know? It's always kind of close to an event. Depends on the situation. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't like the whole... I love Paul McCartney. I love the Beatles. I always joke, you know, I always joke when it comes with Kanye and Paul McCartney. Oh, look, Kanye's helping out, you know, a fan here, putting his music on the Beatles. I joke with that, but no, for real, the Beatles are awesome. But I don't like that pairing. I don't. But he's supposed to co-produce the whole album. I don't leave a bad taste in my mouth. I liked the first single he dropped on New Year's Eve, but I'm not going to listen to it again. I liked it for that moment, and it was cool, but I'm not going to. But apparently this single...
I can't even get down with that song. I just...
This song that he just put out with Rihanna and Paul McCartney, apparently he's really going to push on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Whole music video and everything for it?
Yeah, that's supposed to be his and Rihanna's song. Like, it's going to be on Rihanna's album, and it's going to be on his album.
Is he going to be dating Rihanna now, too?
No.
Oh.
And it sucks because
isn't that what happened with her and Drake?
I've been clamoring for Rihanna music, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, when are we getting a new Rihanna album? Yeah, I love Rihanna's album.
Even if she releases another cake.
Yeah, I love Rihanna. No.
Put your motherfucking name on it. Really?
Yeah, I love Rihanna.
Oh, well, okay.
She will always have a place in my heart for We Found Love. She will always have a place in my heart.
That was Calvin Harris.
It was her. Calvin Harris made a song for her.
Anyone could sing that song.
Huh?
Any female artist could have sung that song.
And like Stay. I like Stay a lot.
I do like Stay. As much as it got played, like I still actually like that song. It was pretty
Like
awesome
pour it
actually.
up.
I have a song this week actually that I want to talk about that I just found out about like this morning, and I've played it like 10 times since then. It's by this artist called Suzanne Sunfor, and note that the O and four is one of those foreign symbols with like a line through it. I don't know how it's pronounced. I don't know where she's from, but the name of the song is Delirious. And I think I'm starting to like recognize a pattern in the type of music I like. It's becoming scarily apparent. It's again very electronic based in a reminiscent of the 80s, and it has a lot of crescendos in it. And even in her description of the song itself, she said she wanted the song to be like a very cinematic sort of experience. And the song even starts out like it starts out slow with almost nothing as it starts building up. And like around the 40-second mark or so, you pretty much hear the THX, like that sound logo from like the movies, come on. And then around the minute mark, like the actual song starts. And it's just a very, very simple, basic song that sort of is like shut up and dance, and that, she's sort of showing the, like she sort of has the power here, not whoever the hell she's singing about. And then, like 20 seconds or so after that, it just bursts out with a whole bunch of energy, and it just keeps that energy up until like pretty much the rest of the song. And again, it's one of the songs that's incredibly danceable, and that's part of what really sells it for me, is that it's very fun. I like energy behind it. There's no really hidden like sad meanings in the songs. Like, yeah, sure, a gun's mentioned here or there, but it never actually feels like it's like, oh no, what's the song actually about? I was completely fine listening to the whole thing, and it's already in my top 10 for the year. Like I'm pretty confident in saying that's already in my top 10.
Well then,
So yay, January.
I know, man. It's just kind of weird for me to like two albums from hip hop early in the year. Like that didn't happen last year. I don't think it happened the year before that. It's been a while. It's kind of crazy. 2015 is hot fire already, man.
Yeah, good job, 2015. I told you, dude, 2014 sucked. Just as a year,
Oh,
it was a
just
shitty year.
shitty year, man.
Yeah, man, fuck it. When did the Grammys happen?
I think the week after the Super Bowl, maybe? Let's find out. Because that shit is going to.
Oh, no one's gonna
No!
be Walking
You.
Dead though. No one's watching that.
Hold on, because the fucked up thing about that, you got to stay off Twitter when that shit happens.
What, the Grammys?
Because when Iggy Azalea wins,
Iggy wins everything.
there's going to be so many think pieces. So many think pieces. And the crazy thing is, I tried to tell you
Well,
all a year ago! I tried to tell you all!
but Jesse, we wanted to believe we were further along as a nation than this.
I'm trying to tell you all, man, but
We
not.
thought we were
It's
better than
on,
this.
yeah, it's February 8th. It's yeah, that's Sunday.
Wait,
That's Sunday.
oh, that's Sunday?
Yeah,
That's not like a Monday?
no, it's Sunday. Same
Okay.
day as Walking Dead.
Damn, those idiots. Well, maybe there won't be that many think pieces because no one will give a
Oh,
shit.
then when they find out.
So that Monday morning, oh man.
Oh, what? Fingers to keyboard.
Think pieces.
It's
Yeah.
gonna be insane, man. It's gonna be crazy, 'cause I don't know. You guys
Do
have
you
been taking a
think if
beat
it.
down, trying to take a beat down
Yeah.
for the past 2 months.
Do you think if Iggy wanted it, like they would make her a zombie in Walking Dead?
Yeah.
She said, "Hey, I want to be a zombie on the show."
They'll do it.
And they would just do it. Okay.
That's the kind of show they are.
Huh. Yeah, I guess they are. I could have sworn we've had like actual like we've heard of a celebrity like being on the show, but they didn't like showcase it in a way like look who we got. It was
Yeah.
just her. They were just there.
I know Hines Ward was in it. The famous, greatest Hines Ward, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, he was in it.
No, who's that? Is he a current player? Is he
Can't
an old
stand you.
player?
Can't stand you.
Is that
I don't like you.
Mike Tomlin?
I don't like you.
I don't know.
I don't
I
like you.
don't know. What
I kind of want
are we
Childish
talking about
Gambino to
here?
win, man. I really do.
What is he win? What is he nominated
Best
for?
rap album.
Well, I mean, isn't he the only person who can win?
No, because Marshall, because Eminem and Iggy's there, so no.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the only one who released a new rap album.
Not really.
Yeah, I think he wins by default.
Hope so. It'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, that's been Mixed Noise, episode 83.
Yup.
Peace.
Jesse Palooza.
We're coming to an end. Is that what you want, darling? Tell me if it is. Happy now with dinner. You just microwave it. But you won't last forever. Only masturbating. A kiss and